Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now, here's Justin.
Thank you, Brother Dearman. Glad to have you along with us here as we begin a brand new course of study today. My name is Justin Reed, and let's read the Word. That's the reason we're here, right? Grab your copy of the Bible, if you will. I want us to talk about a simple question filled with three words. Are you ready? As you're grabbing your Bible, go ahead and turn to Matthew chapter 24. That will serve as our base text, or lesson text, if you will, for our time today. Appreciate you being with us. If you want to share this lesson with someone you know or love, you can do that anytime online at readingtheword.net. Click on readingtheword.net. You'll click on where it says the radio program. From there, you can find all of them in our series. This is program number 114. By the way, so you can share that with anyone, anytime. I want us to answer the question, are you ready? In the passage in Matthew chapter 24, Jesus Christ talks about two different things. First, he talks about the destruction of Jerusalem, which was coming in the year AD 70. We know that. And then he changes after verse 34. He says, verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. And then he transitions and says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. And he's talking about the destruction of the world. It'll be his second coming. But I want you to key in to verse 44. Therefore, be ye also ready. For in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. I want us to answer this question, are you ready? Found seven things that Scripture clearly identifies tonight, or today, I should say, that you and I should be ready for. You ready? See what I did there. Number one, 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 15. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15. Are you ready to answer? Well, I sure hope so. Peter says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of hope that is in you with meekness and with fear. Dear friends, are you ready to give an answer? You know, we think, well, people are only going to ask me a question about what I believe or why I believe the way I do. What does the Scripture teach at church? And that's not the case, dear friends. I believe I have more religious discussions with people at Walmart, at Dollar General, out in town, out at an event. We'll get to talking, and I always bring up eternal salvation because that's what we're here for, right? To fear God and keep His commandments, try to encourage people to be faithful. Are you ready to give an answer? And if not, dear friends, I suggest that you start studying, because you never know when someone's going to ask you that question. You never know when someone's been looking at you and they go, the next time I see him, the next time I see her, I want to ask her about Jesus. I want to ask her. I know they go to church. I want to ask them, what do they do there? Why do they do things the way they do? So we must always be ready to give an answer, for we don't know when people are going to ask us questions. Number one, are you ready to answer? Number two, are you ready to preach? Look at Romans chapter 1 and verse number 15. Romans 1 and 15, Paul says, so as much as it's in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are at Rome also. Now, the Roman letter is interesting because Paul has not been to Rome when he writes this letter to those brethren. He's heard a lot about them. He'll make it to Rome, but he hasn't been there when he writes this. And so he says, I'm now ready to preach. Why? For I am not ashamed, verse 16, the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God to salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Paul says, the time is set. I am ready to share with you the soul-saving message of salvation. Are you ready to preach? You say, wait, Brother Justin, I'm not a preacher. My name's not on the bulletin. My name's not on the sign. You can preach without standing in the pulpit. In fact, the best way you can preach is the way you live your life. Does your life reflect the life of a Christian? Number three, are you ready to distribute? 1 Timothy 6 and verse 18. Paul tells his son in the faith, Timothy, they that do good, they that be rich in good works, are ready to distribute, willing to communicate. Are you ready to give of yourself? Are you ready to give of your means? Are you ready to do what God has asked you to do, commanded you to do? You know, God doesn't set forth a monetary value of what we are to give to Him, but we are to give Him our all. He wants all of our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength. And you know, the more you love the Lord, the less you love worldly things, and the less you are held on to worldly things, and the more you are willing to distribute to those who need it. You know, God, at least speaking personally, God has blessed me immensely with the things that I have, so it's only right that I do my best to bless those as well. And number four, before we take our break, are you ready for every good work? Notice what Paul tells Titus in Titus chapter 3, in verse number 1. Paul tells Titus to put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, and to be ready for every good work. Those would be the works of the church, dear friends. The work of the Lord. Are you ready to do the work of the Lord? We just talked about distributing, but are you ready to roll up your sleeves and get dirty? Are you ready to go knock on the doors, to send a text, to send a letter, to give someone a call, say, hey, we've been missing you at church. Where have you been? Have you been sick? Is there something we can do? Hey, neighbor, we've talked about the weather. We've talked about our favorite sports team. Can we talk about Jesus? Are you ready to do the work of the Lord? Now, I know it can seem apprehensive. You may think no one wants to hear what I have to say. They do. Not everyone's going to receive it joyfully. They didn't receive Jesus joyfully or the prophets before him, but that didn't mean they didn't still bring the message of salvation. Dear friends, we must be ready for every good work, and the easiest way to do that is just start. Don't say, well, I will start doing good works tomorrow. No, friends, for that tomorrow will never come. Instead, do good works today. We need to pause our study, friends. Brother Dearman's going to invite you to services at the Arlington Church of Christ, where I'm blessed to be the pulpit minister. On the other side of the break, we're going to finish out our list of Are You Ready? So stay with us here on Reading the Word.
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Well, thank you, Brother Dearman, and welcome back to Reading the Word. Yes, my name is Justin Reed, and we're honored to have you with us as always. Hope you can join us anytime at the Arlington Church of Christ. If you're just now joining us, this is program number 114. If you want to study the beginning of it again or in its entirety, you can do so online anytime at readingtheword.net. That's R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program. All 114 are there at your disposal for you. Never charge you for that. That is a gift to you. We're asking a question that Jesus Christ makes a statement of in Matthew 24 and 44. Therefore, be also ready. And so our question at hand today is, are you ready? We've already asked, are you ready to answer? 1 Peter 3, verse 15, every man, that gives you a reason. Number two, are you ready to preach? Paul was, Romans 1, 15. We would do well to do the same. Number three, are you ready to distribute? 1 Timothy 6:18, ready to give of your goods. And number four, we just talked about before our break, are you ready for every good work? Titus was instructed to do so by Paul, and we would do well to do the same. Let's continue our list here. Three more will do it, then the lesson is yours. Are you ready, number five, to die? Are you ready to die? That's the one that everybody wishes you'd just skip over, right? Are you ready to die? Go with me to Acts chapter 21 and verse 13. Acts 21, 13, Paul is on his way trying to make it to Caesarea. Paul is eventually going to try to make it to Rome. But here in verse 13, Paul answered, said, what mean ye to weep and to break my heart? I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. Paul was ready at that moment to die. Now, Paul does not die there. Paul did die, though. And I am fully assured that he was still ready to die the moment that he was beheaded by the Emperor of Nero. Dear friends, are you ready to die? This is the one subject no one wants to talk about, yet at the same time we must. It is imperative. Are you ready to die? For that's the great appointment all men keep. Hebrews 9:27. It's the appointed man wants to die. After this comes the judgment. you better be ready, because it's going to happen. And dear friends, it's going to happen sooner than you realize. No man knows the hour in which you will die, of course, yet we must always be ready. So are you ready to die? And in conjunction with that, number 6 from Luke chapter 12 and verse 36, are you ready to meet the Lord? Are you ready to meet the Lord? See, that's what happens after we die, dear friends, is we meet the Lord. Luke 12:36, and ye yourselves, like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he return from the wedding, when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. You know, there are too many people in this world, dear friends, and you know some as well as I do. They're not ready to meet the Lord. In fact, they're doing everything in their power to hope he never comes. At least that's the impression. They'll never tell you that, of course, but that's the way they live their lives. They live their lives as if Jesus is never going to come back, as if they're never going to have to see their Creator, the one that died for them. Are you ready to meet the Lord? Oh, how I would hate to meet the Lord and he say, Justin, I died for you. Why didn't you live for me? Yet he'll say that to people, won't he? He'll say, depart from me. I don't even know who you are. You work iniquity. Be gone. Go into everlasting darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. Oh, I want to be ready to meet him. That's a song we sing, right? To meet him by and by. Make sure you're ready to meet the Lord. And number 7, which is my favorite on the list, are you ready to enter into heaven? Are you ready to enter into heaven? We go to Matthew chapter 25 and verse number 10 for this. And the whole of Matthew 25 are examples of stories, if you will, that Jesus tells. He tells about the 10 virgins. He tells about the talents. And then he tells about the great judgment scene. And in the story of the 10 virgins, as they've gone out, while the 5 foolish have gone out to buy extra oil, and the 5 wise are waiting there, verse 10, while they came to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. See, those that were prepared, those 5 wise virgins with their lamps all trimmed and bright, they were ready to enter heaven. They were ready for their bridegroom to come. And notice, dear friends, when that door was closed, in verse 11, those 5 foolish are knocking, yelling at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. And he said, verily, I say unto you, I know you not. Once the door is shut, dear friends, the door is shut. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. That's verse 13. Are you ready? Invitation song. Are you ready for that judgment day? Number 1, are you ready to answer? 1 Peter 3:15. Number 2, are you ready to preach? Romans 1 and verse 15. Number 3, are you ready to distribute? 1 Timothy 6 and verse 18. Number 4, are you ready for every good work? Titus 3 and verse 1. Number 5, are you ready to die? Acts 21 and verse 13. Number 6, are you ready to meet the Lord? Luke 12 and 36. And number 7, are you ready to enter heaven? Dear friends, if your answer is no, are you ready to answer? You need to be ready and be ready to preach and distribute every good work. And especially, dear friends, you need to be ready to die, because then you'll meet the Lord and we'll all be judged. And depending on how we've lived our lives, we'll either spend an eternity in heaven praising him, or an eternity in hell wishing we were there, wishing we were in heaven, wishing we'd done what we could when we had the chance. Be ready, dear friends. This is an encouraging lesson, because you have time, you're still breathing, to make things right. If you need to sit and study, we'd love to do that with you. If you need to be baptized into Christ upon hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, being baptized into Christ for the remission of your sins, we'd love to assist you with that. You can reach out to us at readingtheword.net. That's R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. There's a phone number on there. There's a contact form. We'd love to sit and visit with you, or hopefully see you sometime at the Arlington Church of Christ. But dear friends, ultimately encourage you to be ready. Appreciate you being with us once again. You can also find all the programs online at readingtheword.net. We'll begin, Lord willing, next week with a new course of study. Hope you'll join us then. Until then, may the good Lord bless you and may he keep you. Please continue to pray. Thank you for listening.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.